From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump gains opposition. Republican U.S. presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is drawing rebukes from across the world for proposing a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. Trump said the ban should be in effect until the country's leaders can, in his words, figure out what is going on about possible new terrorist attacks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Tuesday called Trump's rhetoric offensive and toxic.
The question now is about the rest of the Republican Party and whether or not they're going to be dragged into the dustbin of history with them. And right now, the current trajectory is not very good.
Josh Earnest. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says the husband and wife who killed 14 people and wounded 21 in the U.S. state of California practiced shooting before the attack and had been radicalized for some time. Federal officials say Tafshin Malik pledged allegiance to an IS militant leader in a Facebook post, and her husband, Syed Rizwan Farouk, had contact with individuals linked to terrorist groups. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is hopeful the talks to be held next week will help end the war in Syria. Speaking after a meeting with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris, Kerry said the talks scheduled for December 18th in New York will depend on events in the coming week, including a Saudi-led conference of the Syrian opposition. A South African judge has granted bail to Oscar Pistorius.
The applicant is released on bail of 10,000 rand. Accused submit to the house arrest.
An appeals court last week convicted Pistorius of murder in the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. He now waits new sentencing. This is VOA News.